Hi there, Neil here. Obviously, you love to travel. That's why you're listening to this podcast. Circa, our app, available right now from the App Store on iOS, is filled with podcasts and guides for travelers. But more than that, it has a feature that we're calling the Circa Concierge, where you can have any question about any place you're traveling answered by real people on the ground. We're giving you a friend to ask anywhere in the world. And hey, if you've got questions about Barcelona, you might even get me. Because I love to help people discover my city. And if you're the same way for the city where you live, then we want you to become part of the Circa Concierge too. Right now, we're searching for concierges in Barcelona, Rome, London, Paris, Madrid, Venice, and New York City. Don't see your city listed? That's okay. We'll be rolling out new cities throughout the year, and yours might just be next. If you love where you live and love to help travelers, sign up now to be a Circa Concierge. Help out our users and earn tips for the knowledge you have about your own city or country. Head over to circatravel.com/concierge and sign up today.
Welcome to Circa. In this Play Here episode, we will be mentioning so many amazing things to see and do with your family while traveling here in Costa Rica. There's a lot of ground covered and a lot of information, but don't worry. There will be maps, notes, and information on the places mentioned in these guides in the Circa app, as well as all the other full guide episodes to this spectacular Central American playground. So, whether you're in Costa Rica, heading there right now, or sometime in the near future, or would just like to start thinking about your family vacation, you're in the right place. So just sit back, put your headphones on, and enjoy this amazing place. Pura vida. Circa. Love the world you live in, and we'll help you explore it. Is Costa Rica a good place for kids and families? For adventure? Of course it is! It's a jungle playground! You and yours can explore pristine forests and hike to a volcanic crater. You can surf beautiful beaches that accommodate any level of surfer. Your kids can discover hidden rock pools and spy on the sea life while speedy little fish nibble at the skin of your feet, nature's very own pedicure. Get up close with incredible wildlife and learn about their world and the conservation efforts being made to keep them in ours. Or you can zip line through the clouds and get an intimate look into another world at dizzying heights. Costa Rica, the natural world in all its glory. It doesn't matter whether you're a person who seeks thrills and adventure or one who prefers a good spot on the beach to spend the day. Costa Rica provides the ultimate setting for either and everything in between. It isn't just the natural beauty that gives Costa Rica its appeal. Ticos are known as some of the friendliest people in the world, and their welcoming nature will make you feel as if you're a part of the family. And family is our number one priority. Growing up in Costa Rica is a little different to growing up in more developed Western countries. With jungles, mountains, and coastline as our backyard, it was hard not to spend a lot of our time outdoors, especially for kids growing up in rural or remote areas. Most of these kids in these areas don't get the privilege of a PlayStation or Xbox to keep them entertained. They are forced to use their imagination and play outside. Only their outside happens to be a literal jungle. Children here are exposed to many creatures and critters, learning which to avoid at an early age. School trips are to the volcanoes and natural reserves that the country is known for. We're taught about the animals and plants that we share our home with, and most children learn basic survival skills, just in case they ever got lost out there. Family vacations are often to the coast, and when I talk about family vacations, I mean the whole family. It isn't unusual to go to the beach for a long weekend with grandparents, aunts, uncles, cousins, and their pet dog. The adults are in charge of setting up the tents and marquees, barbecue, and whatever else needs setting up, while the kids are free to swim in the warm ocean or climb the trees by the cool river waters, picking fruits most would consider exotic straight from the tree. Mangos, cas, and guanabana are always easy to find if we get thirsty. We rehydrate with a delicious sweet juice from a pipa, a green coconut, less meatier than the brown variety, but with more juice. At around 4 p.m., it begins to cool down enough for a game of soccer by the sea as the sun slowly sets in the horizon. Families in Costa Rica are very close-knit. It isn't uncommon to have three generations living together in one household with at least two or three children in it. Like a lot of Tico families, most of my aunties, uncles, and cousins lived pretty close by, and my grandparents made the best babysitters. Young adults normally live at home until they finish studying or get married and have babies. Lots of babies. Because we love babies. You don't have to worry about nasty glances at your crying kids when dining out or shopping or anywhere, because chances are that most of the staff all have their own crying baby, and that Tico's dining with you probably do too. The country is beautiful all year round, but if you want to reduce the risk of your holiday being literally dampened by poor weather conditions, it's best to visit the dry season, which runs from December through April. One thing to remember though, on your adventures, you're likely going to experience a variety of environments, each with their very own microclimates, from hot and humid jungles to cold and misty mountaintops, and pretty much everything in between, so be prepared for all kinds of conditions. Adventurers should have a good pair of hiking boots, a waterproof jacket, and a pair of long pants for keeping away ravenous mosquitoes. They are savage. If you're using repellent, try opting for the natural kind, as the ones containing DEET and other chemicals also ward off other animals, like birds and butterflies. And if you're going to spray yourself, please do so before you get to your location. It might not seem like much, but with hundreds and thousands of travelers and families like yours passing through and spraying these chemicals within the reserves, it is beginning to take its toll on the plants and wildlife in the area. So, before we get going, a quick word of warning. One thing to remember is that you are going to be exploring pristine forests and tropical jungles that a variety of animals call home, including a few snakes and spiders whose bite can be lethal. It's unlikely you will come across one as they tend to stay out of people's way, cleverly camouflage with their surroundings, so be careful what might be hiding on that branch you're about to swing from. There are also trippy-colored fluffy caterpillars, scorpions that like to hide in your bed, and mini fluorescent frogs, all with stings and toxins that pack a punch. More deadly than the wildlife is the ocean currents. Drowning caused by strong currents and riptides is not uncommon, and in some parts of the country, it's best to exercise caution, especially if you stumble across a secluded beach with your family somewhere along the way. Always pay attention to any signs on display warning you of unfavorable swimming conditions. It may also be wise to read up on how to spot a riptide and what to do if you're ever caught in one. Okay, let's have some family fun! Doing San Jose with kids. The best way to travel around the country with the family is by renting a car. A four-wheel drive, of course. You can save yourself a couple hundred dollars by reserving one on the day you leave San Jose. There isn't really a need for you to drive around the city if you plan on checking out some of the sights. Most places of interest in the city are pretty close proximity to each other, so easily walkable or just jump in an Uber. It's super cheap, convenient, and saves you the hassle of navigating your way through the sometimes confusing layout that is downtown. There are a lot of beautiful neighborhoods in the province of San Jose and plenty of lovely Airbnbs to stay. But for a night or two in the city, I would recommend getting a hotel somewhere on the way from the airport to downtown. You'll find a lot of family-friendly hotels to choose from, and most offer free airport shuttle services that are worth using. It makes arriving and leaving that little bit smoother. The Adventure Inn is one of those hotels, conveniently located close to the airport, National Convention Center, and a 30-minute drive to downtown. It offers guest-free breakfast, airport shuttle, and spacious rooms, some of them with their own jacuzzi. Take advantage of their car rental service and have your hire car brought straight to the hotel for you. Opting for a hotel downtown will put you within walking distance of a lot of the sights and attractions of the city. Choose the Hotel Presidente and be right in the middle of the downtown action. Located on Avenida Central, it's a short stroll to the most of the major landmarks and attractions downtown has to offer. Take in the sights and the sounds of the Central Avenue's lively pedestrian boulevard, check out the museums, and then rest your feet at one of the many urban parks scattered throughout the city. The Jade Museum and the National Museum are stone's throw away from each other on Avenida Central and do contain some pretty cool exhibits, but might not provide enough to keep younger children interested. For that, I suggest you head over to the Children's Museum. It's a 20-minute walk from the National Museum on Central Avenue, 6 minutes if you're driving. Housed in an old prison, it's filled with great interactive displays, like an earthquake simulation room. And although it is advertised as a museum for kids, it is genuinely fun for adults. One of my personal favorite museums is the Museum of Natural Science, Museo La Salle, mainly because of the hilariously creepy taxidermy work on some of these animals. The museum boasts over 65,000 displays, making it one of the largest collections in Latin America. Entry is only $3, and for that you can check out the impressive dinosaurs, admire the kaleidoscope of butterflies on display, and have a giggle at some of the not quite right-looking stuffed animals. The Spirogyra Butterfly Garden is a magical oasis within the city. A 10-minute walk from the Simón Bolívar Zoo, the family that owns this piece of urban paradise have made butterfly farming a sustainable business to preserve the land, which sits by the Torres River. This small but beautiful mini jungle houses over 20 different species of butterfly, including the captivating blue morpho, one of our largest species of butterfly in the world. Take your time on this 20-minute stroll through the beautiful gardens to the river and forget the crazy city around you. Thrill seekers can take a short drive from downtown to the amusement park, Parque Diversiones. There are a variety of rides and attractions for the whole family. Just don't go there expecting US standard rides and thrills. It's a pretty modest park in comparison to its North American counterparts. But part of every ticket sold goes directly to the Children's Hospital in San Jose. So basically, you're helping sick kids when you go on that roller coaster ride. Taking a day to explore the city sights is worthwhile if you have the time, but I know that isn't why you're really here. It's time to leave the city and head out into the wild. Adventure awaits, so let's pack up and set off. First stop, Monteverde. The Monteverde Cloud Forest. Three hours northwest of San Jose lies the Monteverde Cloud Forest Reserve, a fairy tale forest that reaches up into the clouds. Just picture it, walking through a dense forest of ancient trees covered in moss, giant roots spreading out from above and below your path, furry ferns, giant palms, and every plant in every shade of green imaginable. The air and plants around you are kept damp by the misty clouds that pass through. It really does look like the perfect home for fairies and elves and other fairy tale creatures. And even though it might not contain these elusive four spirits, it is home to a magical collection of wildlife that you will be able to see, if you look hard enough. The forest and its surrounding district of Monteverde is home to 4% of the world's total biodiversity. It's filled with hundreds of species of mammals, birds, and insects, as well as over 2,500 species of plants, including the largest collection of orchid species found in one single place. Check out the Cloud Forest Reserve for a family day out that all members can enjoy, then head to surrounding parks for some adventure among the treetops. At Selvatura Park, adventurous family members from age of 4 can zipline through the forest canopy and get a unique bird's eye view of this pristine forest. Swing like Tarzan or fly like Superman on their exhilarating canopy tour. It's bound to get your heart racing. Family members over 10 can head to the adventure park 100% Aventura and experience the longest zipline in Costa Rica. Glide for almost a mile at more than 5,000 feet above the ground for a truly thrilling experience. Slow down the pace and walk the green and mossy path, taking you high into the forest, and cross a series of hanging bridges that lead you further into the clouds. Explore a world high up above the canopy, spotting the wildlife that hide away here. I recommend getting a guide on your journey. They have a trained eye for seeking out even the shyest of critters and are extremely knowledgeable on the incredible biodiversity that surrounds you. Nature enthusiasts, thrill seekers, and lovers of fairy tales should spend at least a few days here to really get the most out of this natural wonder. The majority of places to stay are roughly 30 minutes away in the nearby Monteverde and Santa Elena. Spread among these two neighborhoods are modest cabinas, holiday homes, and apartments at a very reasonable prices. For example, you can find modern two-bedroom homes with mountain views for around $100 a night. Or you can take a camping to a whole other level at Chira Glamping. Located high in the mountains of Monteverde, this boutique hotel offers a family deluxe tent that will set you back around $450 a night, but comes with everything you'd expect in an apartment, plus your own outdoor hot tub and play area with a slide and a mini climbing wall for the little ones. Monteverde and its cloud forest is the place to be surrounded by thriving rainforest and nature high up in the mountains. The area is abundant in plant life, wildlife, and many adventures to be had. Not unlike the nearby Arenal Volcano and town of La Fortuna. Arenal Volcano. 3 hours from Monteverde and the San Jose International Airport is the town of La Fortuna, home to the majestic stratovolcano Arenal, which seems to grow larger and larger as you get closer and closer. The youngest and most active volcano in Costa Rica has been resting since 2010, but that hasn't stopped it from maintaining its reputation as one of the world's top 10 most active. Although you can't hike to the crater like other volcanoes in the area, there is so much to do here. You and your older crew can take a walk around the volcano and national park, with a range of paths for all levels. You can take a relaxed stroll around the base or challenge yourselves with a more difficult climb up the mountain. It can take up to 4 hours and makes a great half-day activity. Visit the scenic Lake Arenal, the largest lake in Costa Rica, and contains the hydroelectric Arenal Dam. Built in 1979, it is now responsible for producing around 12% of the country's electric energy. This lake is a popular spot for wind and kite surfing, kayaking, boating, and fishing, mainly for the feisty rainbow bass, or guapote to the locals. The surrounding area of green pastures is also an ideal setting for hiking, horse riding, and bird watching. Those looking for something a little more extreme can take part in many of the adventure experiences on offer with Sky Tours Arenal, like kayaking, whitewater rafting, and ziplining, or take it all in at your leisure on a nature hike, crossing hanging bridges and spotting elusive wildlife. Pure Trek Canyoning gives you the opportunity to rappel down the various waterfalls at the national park. Kids from 5 can rope down the side of beautiful cascading waterfalls, rock climb up cliffs, and monkey drop into the cool waters below you. No experience necessary, as the certified guide will give you a crash course on canyoning and safety procedures before you head off. These guys are experts. They have over 20 years of experience doing this and have created a great reputation for an amazing child-friendly experience. Most of the tours are half-day experience, so you can fit some adventure in and afterwards soak your tired muscles in the relaxing natural hot springs that surround the area. There are a few different hot springs you can visit here. They range in price and luxury, some being free and open to the public, others only accessible by grabbing a day pass at one of the spas and resorts that have their own thermals on property. You can find the free natural hot springs on your way to Tabacong, a popular spa and resort with their own opulent thermal pools surrounded by tropical gardens. As you near Tabacong, you will come across a bridge that crosses the Rio Chojing, also known as Rio Arenal. Parking is free around the area, but it's always wise to tip the guy watching the cars. 2 to 3 mil colones is not a lot to pay for peace of mind. The waters here are deliciously warm at around 90 degrees Fahrenheit. In the shallow waters underneath the bridge, the current can be pretty strong, so brace yourself as you walk across. It's a popular spot for locals as well as tourists, so getting there early is always advisable if you want to beat the crowds. It's not unusual for a family to find a good spot or pool and set up camp for a few hours. To avoid large crowds and pool hogs, head to one of the paid thermal resorts. There are many to choose from that suit every budget. The Baldi Hot Springs and Resort offer day passes for you to enjoy their 20-plus thermal pools, water slide, swim-up bar, and restaurant. They also offer beautiful air-conditioned suites for families to enjoy the resort at their own pace. If you're willing to pay, you can choose to stay at the Arenal Observatory Lodge and Spa and wake up to the best views in the house. 35 minutes from La Fortuna, the 870-acre property is practically located at the base of the volcano. Modern family villas surrounded by nature with breathtaking views right outside your window. Spend a couple days trekking, canyoning, and relaxing in the hot springs, then head 1 hour east for some real extreme adventure at the Sarapiquí River.
Hi everyone. Circa is recruiting new concierges. A Circa concierge is a friend to ask anywhere in the world. Real people, on the ground, never bots. If you want to be a concierge for your city, go to circatravel.com to sign up.
Sarapiquí and Pacuare Rivers. An hour out of San Jose, in the province of Heredia, is the iconic Sarapiquí River. A must-do for all adventurers. A popular spot for whitewater rafting, those up for the challenge can take on the exhilarating rapids that range from class 2 up to class 4. The ones left behind can hop on a kayak or raft in the calmer waters and take in the gorgeous scenery as you float down the river. Lush green forests all around, someone spots a family of howler monkeys swinging from some branches nearby. You hear the loud shriek of a macaw and hope for a rare sighting. The kids are seeing how many different animals they can spot. Those battling in and out of the rapids don't know what they're missing. You will need a full day to conquer Sarapiquí. We've put in a link to some of our favorite tours in the Circa app. Different tours leave from different locations, La Fortuna and Arelia being the most popular starting points, so it's best to fit your Sarapiquí adventures also while visiting Arenal or San Jose. The Pacuara River is another awesome location for whitewater enthusiasts. Considered one of the top rafting locations in the world, this 67-mile run is packed with Class 2 to Class 5 rapids, drops, and waterfalls bordered by spectacular nature. The river is broken up into three parts, with slower sections that allow you to take in the lush greenery that towers around you. The entry point for most tours is the district of Siquirres on the Caribbean side. Tour company Exploradores Outdoors gives you the option to ditch the car for a minute and get dropped off at a different location from your pickup. Choose from a variety of towns, most at no extra charge to you. We've also linked you their details in the Circa app. You're welcome. Samara, Guanacaste. The drive from San Jose to Samara takes a little under 4 hours, but it's pleasant. Smooth roads that run through mountains, farms, and quaint little towns. As you reach the province of Guanacaste, you feel the air become warmer and your ears pop as you drive closer to the coast. When you reach the main town of Nicoya, you know you're only an hour away from Samara, where the beaches are picturesque, the ocean is calm and inviting, and every sunset could be on a postcard. A major earthquake in 2012 shifted the ocean bed and reefs in this area upward. As a result, the ocean is calm and the waves are perfect for young children and first-time surfers. Check out Pato Surf School, a long-standing, family-friendly school run by locals and professional surf instructors that guarantee to get you surfing in no time. They're located on Samara Beach inside Cocos Camping, and if surfing isn't your thing, they also offer stand-up paddle tours and sunset kayak tours. The beaches beyond Samara, like Playa Guiones, are for the more intermediate and advanced surfers if you're up for the challenge. There is also a good choice of beach bars and restaurants lining the beach. So, parents, you can enjoy a few happy hour drinks while the little ones tire themselves out on the waves. Las Olas Beach Bar is a great beachfront bar and restaurant with a relaxed, friendly vibe. The wings, tuna tartar, and nachos are great beach bites, and the sandwiches are so big and full, they can be made into two meals. The kids' menu contains the usual burgers and chicken fingers, but there are plenty of dishes to choose from, so everyone leaves satisfied. Enjoy your delicious meals while watching the locals play soccer on the beach in front of you, or challenge the family to a game of beach volleyball. They usually have balls you can use if you fancy a quick game or kick around, so ask the staff if the mood strikes you. They also have cabanas and bungalows, but it kinda has a hostel vibe. And during the week, there's normally live music, karaoke, or DJs playing during the night, so don't stay here if peace and quiet is what you're looking for. For a safe bet, Samara is full of beautiful houses on Airbnb that will suit all budgets too, including some gorgeous luxury homes with air conditioning, infinity pools, and ocean views. If hotels are more your style, Entre Dos Aguas offers nice cozy rooms for smaller families at a modest price. Located as you enter the town, so super central, but secluded enough to be quiet and private. For something a little more luxurious, Villas Calimba is a nice option on the beach road in town. Or drive out to the beautiful neighboring Carrillo Beach and stay at the Hideaway Hotel. Their penthouse boasts three bedrooms, three bathrooms with modern kitchen, dining area, air conditioning, and two terraces with spectacular views. It's a three-night minimum on the penthouse throughout the year and will set you back around $1,500, but has everything you need for you and the family. There are many things you can do in Samara to get your adrenaline fix, but it's also a really good place for some family downtime. Head out into the Pacific Ocean on a catamaran and witness the marine life popular in this region. be amazed at the speed and agility of the pods of dolphins racing alongside you. July through October also sees the arrival of majestic humpback whales seeking out warmer waters to breed. A little over an hour's drive north of Samara is the Ostional National Wildlife Refuge. The park was created to protect the prime nesting location for the olive Ridley sea turtle. These ancient reptiles have nested in these for thousands of years, and although you can visit them any time of year, they are well known for their synchronized mass nesting called the arribada, or arrival. It happens during the rainy season between August and December, and if you're lucky enough to be in the area during one, then it is an unmissable event. Watch in awe as hundreds of thousands of lone females arrive on shore, to the same spot they were hatched many years ago. The mothers do not nurse their young, and yet they will instinctively return when it's their time to nest. For local insider information on all the tours I've mentioned and more, visit Book with Maria in Samara. She can plan and book tours, accommodation, and is always happy to answer any and all questions about her beloved Samara. Ask about the hidden beach, Playa Barrigona. The locals are quite secretive about this remote beach, so don't tell them you heard it from me. We'll put Maria's details in the Circa app for you. Or maybe you can connect directly through the app by hitting Ask a Local and requesting her as a concierge for your trip. Manuel Antonio. The province of Punta Arenas is the largest in Costa Rica. It stretches down the coast from the Nicoya Peninsula to the border of Panama and the Osa Peninsula on the west, known for its idyllic national parks and forest among the clouds. You can lose yourself for days in the tropical paradise of one of the world's most beautiful and biodiverse national parks, Manuel Antonio. Thick rainforests and mountains meet white sand beaches and coral reefs. Even though it's the smallest national park in Costa Rica, it tops all parks in the immense diversity of wildlife that call it home. Spot two and three-toed sloths, iguanas, coatis, snakes, so many types of birds, and three out of four species of monkeys found in Costa Rica. Hold on to your belongings. Those monkeys can be quite cheeky and have been known to steal backpacks and food from unsuspecting tourists. Visit the park and enjoy the beautiful scenery at your own pace, or explore it with a guide who also serves as a teacher with a keen eye for spotting the more elusive animals or traces of them. Of all the animals that inhabit the rainforest here and around the world, over 60% of them are nocturnal. So, we recommend you stay a night and experience a whole other world on a jungle night tour. Listen to the weird and wonderful sounds of the jungle at night, where you can be amazed at how much noise one little insect can make. Watch how insects and other creepy crawlies light up under UV light. Trek paths through the National Reserve with only a torch to light your way, with complete darkness all around you. The real jungle experience. Puerto Viejo and Cahuita National Park. The province of Limón, situated to the east of San José, is made up of over 200 kilometers of gorgeous blue and green coastline on the Caribbean Sea, with lush tropical rainforests and national parks teeming with wildlife. The drive on Ruta 32 from San José to Limón can be grueling with its perpetual roadworks, lane closures, and often heavy traffic, but a trip to the Caribbean side of the country is a must-do. Patience is a virtue. Stretch your legs a minute in Limón and drive one more hour to the cool beach town of Puerto Viejo de Talamanca, or just Puerto to the locals. Puerto sits surrounded by the gorgeous warm waters of the Caribbean Sea and lush jungle mountains. One main road leads you from beach to beach, finally ending at Manzanillo Beach, and the Gandoca Manzanillo National Wildlife Refuge. A hotbed of different ecosystems, environments, and animals, it costs nothing to enter and explore at whatever pace you choose. Snorkel the reefs on white sand beaches, or hike your way around the park's various nature paths. When it comes to accommodation, my only piece of advice is to look outside the center of town. Staying in one of the areas close by, like the area around Black Beach or Cocles Beach, puts you close enough to enjoy town during the day, yet far enough away that you won't be kept awake by any all-night street parties that occasionally pop up. Airbnb is very popular in Puerto, making it easy to find a place that's right for the family, but if you want to splurge and do the Caribbean in style, stay at Le Camaleón, a beautiful boutique hotel, just a short walk from many trendy bars and restaurants. Try La Nena or Sol de Caribe for fresh and tasty local cuisine. Tasty Waves Bar and Cantina is also a fun family-friendly place with great burgers, burritos, and tacos. They hold a Taco Tuesday, great happy hour food, and drink deals every day. Trivia on Thursdays, karaoke on Saturday, and live music on other nights. It's a popular location for expats and tourists alike and located on the beach road at the beginning of Playa Cocles. Head down there and get 10% off your bill if you mention the app. Drive 15 minutes back towards Limón and you'll find yourselves in Cahuita, a charming small town with relaxed Caribbean vibes. It is also home to the Cahuita National Park. Originally created in 1970 to protect the vast coral reefs, it was made a national park in 1978. The park is unique in that it is managed by both the government and the community of Cahuita. The community works hard to maintain the preservation of the town and the park's reefs, flora and fauna. It is also one of the few national parks that remains free to enter, as long as you take the Playa Blanca entrance, which you'll find in town. Cash donations are welcome and put towards the community. The park is teeming with wildlife both on land and in the water. Follow the trails and spot raccoons, toucans, armadillos, howler and capuchin monkeys, and the nation's favorite, the sloth. The national animal of Costa Rica, and rightly so, it is literally the embodiment of pura vida, hanging from branches, going with the flow. No rush and no worries. The Costa Rican equivalent of Hakuna Matata. In Costa Rica, we have the two- and three-toed variety. The nocturnal two-toed sloth is a little harder to spot, but on the beach in Puerto Viejo, sloth sightings are a daily occurrence, and it's not uncommon for them to stop traffic as they come down from the trees and cross roads to empty their bladders. If you do happen to come across a sloth on the ground, don't touch the animal or try and get a selfie. It disorientates them and causes a lot of stress on the animal. Just watch it from a distance and let it do its thing. That goes with all the wildlife you come across on your holiday. The rising popularity of Puerto Viejo has brought about more traffic, more people, and more cases of wild animals being injured. The Jaguar Rescue Center works to rescue, rehabilitate, and release a variety of animals, including sloths, monkeys, pelicans, and hedgehogs. You and your family can take a tour of the center, located in Cocles, and see some of their current patients while learning about the work being done to minimize the modern-day threats local wildlife is facing. The places I've mentioned in this episode are spread out in each of the country's provinces. Driving from one place to the next can sometimes take up most of the day, so it can be hard to get through all of them. Don't worry about missing out. The country is filled with other towering volcanoes, uncountable tropical beaches, and nature reserves that are sure to be closer, and just as epic, to wherever you end up going. Go with the flow, because this country is a pure natural wonderland for adults and children alike. You can get your kicks flying high above the treetops, hiking and cycling the base of a volcano, or in rivers and oceans. Little ones can get their kicks almost anywhere too, spotting all sorts of unusual and exotic animals on their safari adventures and letting their imaginations run wild in their jungle surroundings. No matter what you do, you and your crew are bound to leave Costa Rica feeling amazing. Thanks for listening to our Play Here Costa Rica episode. Remember to check out the other Costa Rica episodes in this guide for deeper dives into the country's incredible biodiversity, its coasts, mountains and jungles, the rich fusion of cultures, food, and much, much more. Whether you're heading to Costa Rica with your kids right now, sometime in the near future, or would just like to learn all about a place we truly love, you'll get instant access to the full guide, plus new episodes on a regular basis when you subscribe to Circa. Or download the Circa app, which is filled with pictures and maps and notes from this episode and more. Maybe you'll want to sample our guides for Rome, LA, Barcelona, and many, many more. And many more to come. Circa. Love the world you live in, and we'll help you explore it.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.